producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to be as calm as I can. We are live. It is 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thursday, the 14th day of August, 2014. By reporters, Josh Owens, Zachary Jackson, and Joe Biggs were attacked with tear gas, flashbangs, and rubber bullets last night in Ferguson, Missouri, that has been federalized and is being monitored by the United Nations. If you understand psychological warfare, it's clear the feds are trying to escalate this as much as they can to start riots all over the country. The media is billing this as a citizen against the cops, and that if anybody is against the First Amendment being abandoned, that they are just anti-police and are pro-thugs with their drawers hanging down over their butts, burning down buildings. Now, that happened back on Sunday and Saturday night. That's not happening now. Our reporters went in there with an open mind. Zachary Jackson was going to college for RTF and criminology. His whole family is extremely conservative when it comes to things like the police. And Zachary has told me that it's just outrageous what's going on. So has Joe Biggs, who's a combat veteran, multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and a war hero, written up in Rolling Stone and Esquire. So he went in there with an open mind. He doesn't hate police. A lot of his friends are cops. This is outrageous on so many fronts how they're trying to spin it. There is video we're going to play here in a moment for TV viewers. For radio listeners, it's up on Infowars.com with our own video of it. We don't just have the video like Al Jazeera has. We have the audio of an Al Jazeera crew with big cameras, lights, doing their news report, being fired at with tear gas and rubber bullets. You see Zachary behind them running away in the video. And then the SWAT team runs up and dismantles. They fire tear gas at them. Then as they run, rubber bullets were then fired. The media doesn't even have that part. Zachary was there. Biggs was hit. And then they run up and tear the cameras apart. So mainline TV crews, folks, who are 500 yards away or more, are being attacked. And I couldn't tweet last night. We went and did a test. Kit Daniels did, set up a new Twitter, sent out the Joe Biggs video, the live feed. They suspended the account, turned it back on in the morning. They are wargaming and psyoping the internet, and the cops on the ground don't even know this. So I'm not the enemy of the police who are being given disinformation, but it's now been federalized. The county, the city, state police, and feds, just like Katrina, where they use it for gun confiscation, and people denied that at the time, later confirmed, this is a psyop. This is a psyop. Look at the sheriff's department federalized with men with AR-15s, aiming them at the press after they shoot them with rubber bullets. This keeps happening. People are going to start, you know, whatting back. And it is going to turn into a civil war. The police are being told, you know, dominate, maintain control, shut down the press, and, you know, we'll keep this under control. Well, statistically, this will have the opposite effect. If we're lucky, this won't blow up. But the intent by the feds, with the federalization. I mean, people think it's an archetypal image of UC Davis with the head cop spraying kids in handcuffs with gallons of pepper spray. No. What's archetypal is paramilitary police shooting reporters with rubber bullets and tear gas, running up and dismantling the camera. The military attacking the press in America, attacking cameras. This is the new image. Make no mistake, artists, you name it, are going to expose this. And this all integrates with the open borders and the rest of it. We'll break it down coming up.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage for your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have talked a lot here on the air about the season of crisis. The time of great turmoil that we're now entering that will only intensify in the days, months, and years to come. And I'm afraid only become more insane as the technological quickening towards the technotronic era accelerates towards what the globalists call the singularity. I want to be scientific today in the breakdown of what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri, with the backdrop of the globalist destabilization worldwide. We know that the summer is the time of rage historically, the time of the riot. We know this country in most areas is in a depression, especially in the Rust Belt. We live in an occupied nation run by foreign offshore banks that have levied Obamacare against us, that attacks every man, woman, and child, regardless of race, color, or creed. We know we've been signed on to $1,500 trillion of fake derivatives, hundreds of times what the nation could ever pay back, and it's not our debt. We know our government is illegitimate, funding al-Qaeda worldwide. We know the NSA is being used to spy on political enemies and for social control and to corner the stock market and rig the economy to consolidate power. We know the government has a 7% approval rating in Gallup, a 6% approval rating in Pew Research. The mainstream media has a 13% approval rating on average in Gallup and a little bit lower in Pew. The system is a fraud, is illegitimate, and it wants to get Americans fighting with Americans, black against white, Hispanic against white and black, and vice versa. Man against woman, woman against man, kids against their parents, north against south, east against west, farmer against shopkeeper, cop against citizen, police. It's time to wake up and understand the psyop that's being run here. If I come out and simply decry what the police are doing, it will fit into the globalist paradigm. I do decry what they've done, but with the provisos that we understand the larger picture here. There is no debate about what's happening. I've told you the age of the contrived, the orchestrated, but also the allowed and exacerbated crisis is now here. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. Rahm Emanuel to the Wall Street Journal 5 years ago. Do I think they went and shot this innocent black guy with his hands up in front of a bunch of people to start this whole thing going? Probably not. But are the feds coming in with their training over the years and now federalizing this operation and escalating it to try to make the crisis worse and to try to set the precedent of martial law in this country, just like they did with the Boston bombing? Searching half the houses in the city without warrants, throwing men, women, and children around who look nothing like the suspect? Absolutely. The militarization of police, the MRAPs, the helicopters, the military training, the illegal surveillance, the threat fusion centers dialed into illegal NSA tracking, all of this is the twisting and the corruption and the federalization of our police. It is the seduction of them into their new mission, which I told you would be used against Muslims first because they were the most unpopular group, then against blacks, then against Hispanics, and then the main enemy, gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, conservatives, Christians, anti-abortion activists, and white people. You notice now they're segueing into the war on whites, while they then set precedents on a mainly black neighborhood, manipulating underlying white racism that does exist in some quarters. I see the comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on YouTube. A lot of them are bots. We're able to track them on Infowars and know they're artificial. But some of them are real, saying, why are you out there helping monkeys? Why are you out there with the N-words? Well, number one, those are human beings. Number two, this is a larger psyop. Number three, what is allowed to be done against what is seen as the least of us will then be done against all of us, as Christ said. What you do to the children, you do to me. What you do to the poor, you do to me. What you do to groups that have a bunch of, you know, gangbangers out of the, you know, bad areas of St. Louis saying, let's go riot because they shot this black guy. They go into some semi-rural area, mainly with a bunch of old black retirees out there that have worked their butts off their whole lives. And then they sit there and burn down a few buildings. And then we send reporters there to find out what's really going on. And I was getting criticism for saying, well, people are burning stuff. The police have got to maintain order. Then the feds show up and say attack reporters and start tear gassing and rubber bulleting reporters. And I say that's wrong. I'd say it was wrong if they were black or if they were white or if they were blue. Let me tell you, Biggs is blue from those rubber bullets now. Because I stand for justice. I stand for what's right. Because that's what makes me feel good in my gut. When I do wrong, I feel bad. When I do the right thing and tell the truth, I feel good. I feel right with God. When I start even thinking about doing something wrong, that fear of God creeps in, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why this country's so screwed up. Because people aren't God-fearing. And I don't mean you're going to find God in one of these fake churches. Anybody who's God-fearing knows what I'm talking about. You want justice. You want prosperity. You want to help people. You want to build things up. And they use the ignorance of God-fearing people to support open borders and saying it's for the kids. That's part of a larger globalist plan. That's why I'm against it. Not because I'm against those kids fleeing Guatemala, one of the greatest hell holes on earth. They're not bringing them here to save them. They're bringing them here to bring the country down. And I've supported the Border Patrol, a constitutional agency under attack. When police are in the right, I support them. When they're in the wrong, I don't. And I studied this for 22 years, and I know what I'm talking about. We got Joe Biggs, Ja'Kari Jackson, and Josh Owens all there who got tear gas flashbanged and shot with rubber bullets. Biggs got shot with rubber bullets. The others got hit with everything but that. But the larger system, you got to pull back if you're a black racist, and I got to say stop being a mindless idiot, being manipulated by tribalism. You got to pull back if you're a white racist and see the larger manipulation and not be a mindless primitive. You got to scientifically see the battle space for what it is. If you're a cop, all hopped up in mob mentality, tired of getting being yelled at for 3 days, because you're telling folks to back off and pointing guns at them. See, cops, when you point lasers at innocent people with their hands up 70, 80 meters away, almost 100 yards away, they start yelling at you and getting angry. When you shoot reporters with tear gas and rubber bullets like Al Jazeera and point laser dots on Al Jazeera, you cause the same situation. And that's what I said. What they're doing, according to, listen, the military, when they want to stir people up, they send in troops with orders to do stuff like this. When they want to pacify a population, they do the opposite. Joe Biggs did that on 3 or 4 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He knows that. It's a basic military system. This is military system to stir people up and start riots all over the country and play the public off against the police and the military to start a civil war. And to make the poster boy for the civil war, stupid ghetto rats with their pants hanging down around their ankles, to then sell that image of the police and military crushing them to bring in permanent martial law. And I've been telling you, the number one way they'll bring in martial law is to get riots stirred up around the country by the illegals and blacks and poor whites and others. Now, I'm going to skip the network break. This is so important. Go to our reporters. And then they'll stage terror attacks in the next phase, claiming the Tea Party did it, and go after their political enemies. They're already censoring us on Facebook and Twitter. They're already suspending our Twitter accounts. They're already not letting us put out a lot of tweets. I couldn't tweet last night. They're already stopping me sharing video links to Joe Biggs getting shot with rubber bullets. And the police announced, we're going to play this clip in a moment, turn off your cameras. Two, literally 15 news trucks we counted, Al Jazeera, Washington Post, New York Times, USA Today, Washington Times, Infowars.com. I mean, there is over 100 different press groups out there. Over 100. And more than 15 that were willing to be out there. And our guys were up there about 100 and something yards away. Then they backed off to 500 yards. I've talked to the reporters. And they, the armored vehicles that we were told were for Al-Qaeda, I told you it was for the First Amendment, rolled out. Decepticons roll out. Attack the First Amendment. Target freedom. These are supposedly the good guys with flashbangs and rubber bullets and tear gas shot directly at news crews. And then they chase them down with AR-15s, ladies and gentlemen, shooting people in the back. I mean, I'm not macho, ladies and gentlemen, but let me just tell you something. I'm getting to the point that I'm going to throw up. And And cooler heads have got to prevail. We've got to keep our powder dry and not respond with these police who don't know they're the bait on the hook to start a civil war. The cops on the ground being ordered by the feds to do this have no idea. The us against them mentality. This is a government with a 7% approval rating. They are more unpopular than Kim Jong-un in U.S. polls. They've actually done one with Kim Jong-un in it, and he's more popular than this government. Now, again, I'm going to tell the military and police something. When they're done waging their war against poor folks in the ghetto, who will then take advantage of the burning and stuff to loot stuff, that will then be projected onto the press and anyone that doesn't follow orders. And then they're going to start censoring the internet even more. Talk about evil. Tear gassing, rubber bulleting, mainline news reporters, arresting Washington Post reporters, Huffington Post reporters, you name it, and then attacking people and attacking their news cameras. This is a dictatorship. And Obama, the UN was involved. NAACP says Michael Brown shooting front and center at the United Nations, and the UN says Obama's doing a great job. That's right. And now Obama is about to legalize 30 million illegal aliens, and if they give them the order, they'll go out and riot. And then the military will come save us, and the precedent is set to see, well, we stopped all the rioting by shutting down your Twitter and your Facebook and attacking even mainstream press. And people in military uniforms in McDonald's arresting Washington Post reporters. We're going to play all these videos and then go to our reporters literally standing in front of signs that have holes in them from rubber bullets right where Biggs was hit. But first, let's go for radio and TV viewers. If you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com/show, free video feed. If you want to see it in higher def and see the subscription nightly news, subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. It's $5.95 a month. You get all 11 memberships for $5.95 to share them. We have to have PrisonPlanet.tv because they can censor us on YouTube and other places. By the way, we've not been censored on YouTube yet. Twitter and Facebook are beginning to censor us and suspended some of our accounts last night. Only turning them on last night. I mean, this morning. I mean, I am just completely freaked out right now because I know how the PSYOP works, and we're seeing it happen. And we see folks on InfoWars.com and on our YouTube comments going, why are you anti-police, Alex? You know, why are you siding with the riots? You need to be arrested. We're following the IP addresses back to government servers, back to military bases, back to the Justice Department with bots. Because you'll notice on our YouTube videos, we have 98 to 99% positive votes. We'll have 3,000 upvotes and 25 negative votes. So your bots can't vote on YouTube. But you're there creating the perception that I need to be arrested. And again, I need to get a report out on this. I want enough reporters to write about all this as it happens in the battle space. This is happening so fast. We have government servers posting on InfoWars. We can't track it on YouTube, but it's the same comments that I need to be arrested for inciting riots when I'm trying to do things that will stop a riot. The police, under federal control, are doing things that, according to basic military technology and systems, will cause a group to revolt. And you got whites out buying guns mainly in records now, and it's spreading across the country in fear of watch riots and all the rest of it again. You see how this is all orchestrated? To get everybody against each other while the globalists loot the treasury, while the globalists put fluoride in all our children's water. Let's go to the incredible footage shot by Josh Owens of Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs reporting, and you can hear them on the loudspeaker saying, turn off your cameras. Now remember, California just passed a bill, and it's already in all the new cell phones, to have automatic kill switches when they hit one button, citywide or nationwide, to turn your phone off. And all you can get is Obama government messages, or they can turn your phone on to track you, but nothing else. This is a government who premeditatedly loaded NSA control systems, just like in your smart meters, which they now admit to control everything you do. CIA director 3 years ago told Wired magazine, your washing machine and your dishwasher are listening to you. That all the new dishwashers have microphones by federal law. Tear them open. People don't believe me. In fact, I want to tear open a Scientific Atlantic cable box. I want to tear open it. I want to go buy one at the store and tear the damn thing open on TV, because that's the only thing that'll wake up the primitives out there. And I mean black, white, all of you. You act like a bunch of primitives where you sit there and the enemy openly announces what they're doing. There it is. CIA chief will spy on you through your dishwasher. The Kinects, all of it, Kinects for 5 years can look through up to 10 walls in your house. They can look at your neighbors through a Kinect. They can through vibrations on your window, pick up vibrations on the neighborhood window vibrating and have HD audio of you in bed with your wife off your neighbor's Kinect 1,000 yards away with the digital algorithms. Do you understand? It's not run by a benevolent, loving government that did all this to help you. They are putting nanotech cancer viruses in the major vaccines that implant in your DNA and are hormone released, where they can either spray you with a hormone through the food or water to activate the cancer. It's a binary weapon. Or it triggers, depending on which system, when you hit age 60. You like being murdered? Oh, the police are here to help us. The police are compartmentalized and don't know anything like the public. We know the enemy operation. We have reverse engineered it. You ignore what I say at you and your family's total peril. You are living in a hardcore science fiction movie. Everything I just told you is on record if you simply go and look it up. They're already giving the troops, without asking them, a anti-aggression or anti-depression injection with a live virus that then attacks neurons in areas of the brain associated with higher brain waves, spiritual experiences, love, and hate, so you're not upset anymore. They're already putting brain chips in troops. They already chipped Special Forces 20 years ago. They already started chipping the officers 5 years ago. I knew about it from Army officers in my family before it was in the news. You're not going to hear that from your whorehouse mega church here in Austin, Texas. You're not going to hear it because they're government agents now. And all you idiots that serve the system that think you're part of it, we're going to break, coming back with our reporters, you're going to find out soon. Joe Biggs, Jakari Jackson, Josh Owens coming up. Let's go to these clips. Here's the audio.
Please turn off
in rural America. What did they say? Did they say please turn off your video? That's what it sounded like to me.
Did they just tell us to turn off and stop filming?
I think that's what they said, honestly.
It sounded like we went out and we had a call. They told us to turn off our recording.
Trapping anybody in?
They tried to.
Front line of the InfoWar, Joe Biggs, Jakari Jackson, Josh Owens, the front line of the
LRAD sound weapons. They said would never be used against
really
us.
Really hurting my ears, bro.
Used against Iraqis.
Oh, my God. They're coming at us right now. They're coming at us right now.
Now, you heard the woman's voice. That's good. Come back for more. All right. Flashbangs going off. Then they target with rubber bullets and tear gas the crews. Now, this is from Jakari. Right in front of him is the Al Jazeera crew doing their job. During the Watts riots, during the L.A. riots in the 60s, the Watts riots in the early 90s, the L.A. riots, they never targeted press. The police would never think of that. Under federal orders. Now this is from the perspective of Josh Owens, Jakari Jackson, and Joe Biggs. Let's now go to the footage shot from across the street of your TV viewer. I'm describing it for radio listeners. Of a still camera hidden in the bushes, somebody hiding in the bushes getting paramilitary police under federal command with MRAPs that were in Iraq saying, back off, get, you know, leave, and then firing tear gas at the mainstream media, and then going up and firing rubber bullets at them in an assault on everything. And by the way, this is to take our bank accounts, pension funds. They're putting this in place because they're going to break the country once and for all. These cops, their parents, their kids, they will lose everything too. But they won't care because they'll still have a uniform and can strut around in the third world we're going to be. They won't know because it'll be done over the years. So understand, the police following the orders, like Katrina, with the military. In fact, go, guys, pull up Gun Confiscation Katrina. It's the NRA video. It's ABC News. I'm going to play that later if we talk to the reporters. So people always deny that. They went to the high and dry areas, used the poor people in the Eighth Ward as the excuse for martial law, went into the high and dry areas 10 miles away, went into $5 million houses, blew open safes, stole all the guns, and handcuffed rich people. So all you racist white people that are sending us texts saying, how dare you side with monkeys and all this other racist crap, you're idiots. They're going to come in your house and take everything you got, and they're going to take you to a FEMA camp. They're going to rape your wife.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are we traveling so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Summer of Rage.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
Obama is set to give a press conference on Ferguson. He'll call for unity and peace while all of his pundits working for the Justice Department on MSNBC and CNN will call for crushing any demonstrations, while at the same time having other pundits on the same channels calling it police brutality and calling for more riots, basically. Again, it's full spectrum dominance, with reporters being arrested in McDonald's, with people being tear gassed. You go to InfoWars.com. We have a graphic up there with the photo. First Amendment dismantled in Missouri, with the image of the tear gas and the police coming up. And dismantling the mainstream television cameras after shooting them with rubber bullets, after announcing, turn your cameras off. Now imagine what they're going to do with all the kill switches built into all the phones and different devices now. They admit they're going to turn them off, and Twitter and Facebook and other systems already are testing to not let us spread the information. That's why everyone has got to keep their old video cameras. Old tech is going to become very valuable in the future, as I've told people for a long time, because Trojan horses of social control premeditatedly are being put in everywhere. Video up on Infowars.com for radio listeners. Ferguson police tell reporters, turn off cameras before attacking press with rubber bullets, flashbangs, and tear gas. Police concerned about flash mob violence based on horror movie. Shock video, Ferguson police deliberately tear gas journalist. Ferguson police AWOL for looting. Out in force to crush First Amendment arrest journalist. Video, Ferguson riot police wound reporter in attack on protesters. Yeah, our headline should have been like the Washington Post when their people got attacked. InfoWars reporters shot with rubber bullets, attacked. And we go to the man who was hit by rubber bullets and has big bruises from it. That's former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who knows about crowd control and talked about yesterday. This is clearly to stir people up. The Justice Department is there running things, clearly wanting to stir things up like they got caught doing with Trayvon Martin. So I want to get his breakdown on what happened last night, and then Obama's going to pop in and speak. We'll cut to him once he starts. Then we're going to go to Jakari Jackson and others. Thank you for coming on, Joe Biggs. You were truly in wartime last night. I saw you saying that in your report. You've been in a lot of combat. What was it like for you to see this in America?
Joe Biggs, Infowars.com in Ferguson, Missouri. We're actually standing right here where the battle took place last night. This is literally a war zone, or was a war zone last night. If you look around, there's a little triangle area right in the middle of the road. That's where we were standing when you could hear the turn off your cameras, stop recording, and then the vehicles approach us. Alex, I'm telling you right now, this clearly disappoints me to see this. I mean, I am nauseated at the psyop that they used on us. They are trying to take something and racially divide everybody. I mean, it was ridiculous. And then they were targeting journalists, purposely trying to find them and arrest them and take their footage. It was, I just don't even know what to say. I mean, this place still smells like tear gas because they gassed this place so bad. The cloud was for a mile back in either direction you went. It was just mind-blowing. Explosions everywhere. Like, what I was running around over here, and when the tear gas came at me, we got lost. I got separated from Josh and Jakari, and it was just complete and total chaos, just a battle. And I started running in a direction, and I made a mistake because I actually ran towards the riot police. And as I started going across the parking lot, they shot me right in the side over here. And if you want, you can kind of see some of the bruise right now. It's pretty tender and sore.
And I was watching the live feeds last night, like it was a made-for-TV movie or something at home on Infowars.com over Ustream and other systems. And, I mean, they would literally walk up to you guys from like 100 yards away and say, get out of here, even though you were retreating and just wanted to shoot an American with these rubber bullet shotgun rounds. You were just holding one of them up, Joe. Show the viewers that again. Describe
those are the rounds that come out of this. That's what hit me. We actually found this right over here in the area where I was shot. These are very hard rounds. I mean, it was very painful. I mean, it took me to my knees, and I hit the ground, and a bunch of the locals from the neighborhood ran over, grabbed me, and helped me up, and said, "Are you okay?" And as I was able to take in a breath, I got shot with gas again, and all I breathed in was just a full, fresh hit of gas. And I was just throwing up, crawling. And these guys are sitting there beating their shields, yelling, you know, just they're just coming after us. And, you know, when I looked around, all I could see was smoke around me. I had no idea where I was. It was nuts just to see America look like Fallujah, Iraq. And the people were fine. People were protesting peacefully. But what incited this entire incident was they decided to bring in MRAPs. Snipers. The snipers were on top of the vehicles calling out people in the crowd. They were trying to antagonize the peaceful protesters. They wanted someone to do something so they could, you know, eventually attack us. There were cops on the side sitting there holding their batons, twisting it back and forth with a smile on their face, just sick. Takara kept saying, "Why are you smiling? Why are you smiling? You know, you need to be professional." And this guy was just ready to hit someone. I just can't believe that I'm in America right here. Like, this is something I expect in Iraq, Afghanistan, and some third world country, but not in America. This is just...
Well, from what I know from talking to a lot of Marines and Army people and others, you don't ever want to act like that and turn the locals against you, even if you're fighting an enemy that's amongst them, that this would be the thing tailor-made to turn a foreign population against you. But this is our own people, traitors, really, amongst us doing this. And so I was hoping that the feds were ordering them to do this, which we know they are, but I didn't know that they were taunting again last night, wanting somebody to throw a single bottle, as did get thrown, as a pretext to then set the precedent to attack reporters, just like they set the precedent to put the entire city of Boston under martial law, just like they set the precedent in Katrina to gun confiscate. This is a plan. They want war against the American people. They see us as basically Al-Qaeda.
I walked up right to the line, Alex, and I was just, my feet are covered in blisters right now. I mean, my feet are like, literally, I can just peel off layers of skin. And I got to a point where I couldn't even stand up anymore yesterday. And I sat down right in front of the MRAP. And right as I sat down, it might have been a minute, a bottle whizzed right over my head and broke in front of me. And I'm sitting there laying on the ground like, oh, my God, these guys are about to shoot me because that dropped right in front of me. And the next thing you know, a Molotov cocktail got thrown over my right shoulder, basically. Jakari saw the person that did that. It hit the top of the car wash over here if you want to look. Luckily,
I bet money that was a federal provocateur because they always do the Molotovs and we're always catching them. I mean, what do the police think is going to happen when they end up killing some more people and then folks don't pull out Molotov cocktails and the real thing starts up?
Well, there's an article in RT. They're saying that they are pulling the Ferguson Police Department. They are not going to be using them anymore. They're going to bring in outside forces. That was in an article today.
Well, I've already seen state police out there, and they say they've been federalized 2 days ago.
The people I saw last night did not look like regular cops. I mean, these guys were special forces, things like that. Big, jacked up guys. You know, they had the special forces type gear. I mean, and I just can't get that image out of my head, Alex, of that guy just twisting that rod in his hand like he just wanted something to happen. And that's where the bottle actually busted, was right, like, maybe feet from him, because people were tired of it. People kept coming over and saying, "Hey, why are you doing that? Get that smile off your face. You need to be professional." I mean, this is sick. And
well,
women...
I mean, also, at a fundamental level, it's the armored vehicles, the body armor, the tanks, the aiming the lasers at men, women, and children, the loaded guns. It's so cowardly. It'd be like watching an 800-pound gorilla beat up a one-year-old baby. And then they're smiling about it. It's just so dishonorable. It's so cowardly.
I got chased over here. And what happened is you can see a neighborhood back here off into the back. I got chased out of here, and I had to start hopping fences. I'm literally running through people's backyards. There were two young teenagers who helped me out who are from the neighborhood. And they said, "Hey, you need to get out of here. They're looking for you guys." So I started hopping fences, and I'm running through, and I'm right in line with the MRAPs and the militarized police force going down the road. Jakari was just in front of them, and Josh was off to the left. And I'm running down through the woods to the side trying to keep up with everything, and the wind was down my way, so I got all the gas. I'm sitting there running through a cloud of smoke, and all you can see is just red flashes and explosions and gunshots. And it went – it sounded like a lot of them were some regular actual gunfire. I mean, it was very intense. I mean,
they killed another guy the other night, probably like the other fellow. But well, they've all been shot in the back. That's what real men do. Did you guys act like this even in Iraq and Afghanistan? Because from what I know, the military wanted to win those wars. They didn't want to do stuff that would start a bigger one.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'd say 95% of the people I ever came across in the military, these are guys that were just there for beneficial reasons, like. They wanted to go to college. They wanted to provide for their kids because they came from bad upbringings. They didn't have anything, and their only way to possibly have something in their life to look forward to was to join the military. They had big hearts. And these are people, when we were over there in Iraq and Afghanistan, they would sit there like, "Man, this stuff's not right, you know. And if something was bad, they were like, I don't want any part of this." You know, you might have one or two guys that just had that sadistic personality that just really wanted to go out and just start jumping people for no reason. But these guys, everybody they brought out here last night, were a bunch of sadistic nut jobs. It was crazy. These guys were ready to attack. That's what they came out for. What were we going to do, throw cardboard at them? A set of keys?
It's just like when the Dallas police chief says, yep, you're right. You guys are supposed to be able, the judge's, you know, ruling, First Amendment, now that the official events are over for the anniversary of JFK, you can go in. And then we go in, and they send out riot police from the county to physically attack even children. And at the point they started attacking this little girl, I said, that's it, guys. We're going to go ahead and have to fight the cops. Then they gave them the order to back off. So they just wanted to dominate us. And then as soon as I said, all right, man, we can't let them. They just attacked the 7-year-old girl. I took my jacket off. I said, let's kick their ass. I was going to. And then they got a radio and all pulled out. It's literal cowards. I mean, I've never seen anything this cowardly and pathetic. This nation is pathetic. And again, I want to tell all the cops, you work for a criminal illegitimate government, okay? And in a place like Austin, Texas, where they've had some questionable shootings, they have a big community thing. You know, they try to investigate it. They don't bring out armored vehicles and beat shields and put lasers on people, or East Austin would be burning. And again, I'm not even saying our police are perfect, but compared to this, I mean, this is how you stir people up, Joe. And you know that from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, that's what they were purposely trying to do. Like I said, they were the ones that were inciting the violence. They were the ones who wanted this to happen. Now, look at some of the chaos that happened. This is a pretty thick sign. After the rounds started flying and stuff last night, it literally punctured holes. Stuff was hitting that. Canisters were shooting at it, knocking that down. Across the road over here, there's you can see the fence they're trying to put back the family. The riot police knocked it down, trying to run after people. They ran into that person's backyard and knocked the fence down. And just a minute ago, the family was out there trying to put the fence back on. These were things that were getting thrown by them. Yesterday was a complete and total war zone. And I just want people to know they've got to wake up, because this is not just going to happen in Ferguson. This is going to start happening everywhere if we don't start doing something about it. I mean, the people out here were just screaming, like, why are we in a martial law state? You know, women were crying, like, you know, why is this happening to us? Literally, there was a group of ladies that were sitting down in the crowd crying and praying, saying, stop pointing guns at us. Stop pointing guns at our kids. We just want to grow up safe.
Well, they built this giant police state up to fight Al-Qaeda, and Joe, who is IS made up of, and who gave weapons to ISIS?
Yes, indeed.
Our so-called government is evil. And you cannot make excuses for any of this stuff that's going on. And when you've got police multiple nights pointing guns at people, trying to stir them up, clearly it's going to start escalating. And this is being run by the Justice Department. I wish there was some way to de-escalate this, but you know they've got the psychological profiles of all these state troopers and feds they brought in. These are people that enjoy attacking innocent folks and attacking, you know, mainline camera people. I mean, this is designed undoubtedly to cause an explosion.
Well, this was a war on race. I mean, that's why they brought Al Sharpton out here. I spoke to some of the people in the crowd, and I said, hey, did you have a chance to see him? And they were like, they use a little bit more colorful language, but they said, screw Al Sharpton, what has he done for us? And I said, well, what do you think about Lord and Savior President Obama? They said, screw that guy, he hasn't done a thing for us. He's like, they've never made any change for us. All they do is try to racially divide us. We're sick of this. We need real leadership.
That's right. That's why they're run by the Ford Foundation to create racial division, and all the Hollywood movies do that. And that's the open job of Quentin Tarantino. And, of course, Robert Rodriguez, who meet with the president and have been offered hundreds of millions of dollars of government funding to create all the racial division with movies like Django Unchained and Machete and all the rest of it. This is the PSYOP. And I know you've got those interviews. Gateway Pundit wrote about that as well. We need the video of that, because just Gateway Pundit, you know, just has the Ustream of it. We need you to go out today and get HD interviews with those folks and get those up on Infowars.com. That's powerful truth, showing that it's not Democrat versus Republican, black against white, that folks are waking up and their leader is not like MSNBC is saying, Al Sharpton, the FBI operative, there to, again, play the part of black against white. We're going to go to break and come back with Jakari Jackson and others. In fact, let's go ahead and get Jakari on the line with us right now as we get ready to go to break. And then I want to get Josh Owen's take on this as well. I already had scheduled, I should add, some very important guests. Joint James O'Keefe's coming on and George Norrie today. We do have President Obama's talking. Let's go ahead and go to some of that and then come back from break. Here is our Lord and Savior.
Protecting our people and facilities inside of Iraq. And a humanitarian operation to help save thousands of Iraqi civilians on a mountain.
After you funded Al-Qaeda.
A week ago, we assessed that many thousands of Yazidi men, women, and
Obama
children
looks like he has AIDS there.
Take refuge on Mount Sinjar in a desperate attempt to avoid slaughter. We also knew that ISIL terrorists were killing and enslaving Yazidi civilians.
Yeah, and they're not Christians, so you got to save them.
To the mountain.
You murderer, you food, supporter of New World Order, Al-Qaeda.
Faced a terrible choice. Starve on the mountain or be slaughtered on the ground. That's when America came to help. Over the last week, the U.S. military conducted humanitarian airdrops every night, delivering more than 114,000 meals and 35,000 gallons.
Again, you bring Al-Qaeda in to murder everybody, and then you save a small group and play the part of hero and bomb some artillery to make it look like you're fighting Al-Qaeda.
Able to successfully strike ISIL targets around the mountain, which improved conditions.
Now it's ISIL. It's not ISIS or IS.
The mountain safe.
That's all on purpose to confuse everybody. We'll see what he says about Ferguson and play it. Jakari Jackson's coming up, then Josh Owens. This is absolutely insane. Infowars.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We'll be right back.
once again, in the United States of America, Washington Post, Al Jazeera, Infowars.com, reporters are being hit with rubber bullets, arrested, flashbanged for being 500 yards back with TV lights doing a report. Our whole lives, we've grown up in the whole world. Even in third world countries, you don't see the police when they ride by on riot horses attacking crowds of people. In martial law countries, they don't go after the press. This is over the top. Well, reporters should have followed their orders to turn their cameras off. Turn their cameras off? This is the government surveils us illegally. And then we're on public streets trying to document what's happening. When they get a bunch of goons who want to start a war, a bunch of cowards who want to fight an old man tied down, basically. Imagine a UFC fight where there's like an 89-year-old man with his arms and legs tied, and then Brock Lesnar in his prime comes out and starts body slamming him. I mean, you would just boo Brock Lesnar. But only in America is the image of goat farmers being bombed by drones who were innocent while Al-Qaeda comes and attacks. And they bomb the farmers to make their sons go join Al-Qaeda to then have an ISIS force they arm. The globalists farm them. It's psych warfare. They go out and attack the blacks so they'll go join Al Sharpton and the Democrats. They make us color in the spaces by the numbers. They social engineer us. They sit back. They live. We sleep. They play their games. We buy all their games. We buy into their trends and what they say is cool and their football and their media and all their crap. And we all lose. The cops, the whites, the blacks, everybody. Ja'Kari Jackson will be back at the bottom of the next hour. James O'Keefe's only on for two segments, and Josh Owens will have in-depth interviews with him. But Ja'Kari, this segment, the next, I got to get your take on being in that war zone. I know you went up there, totally non-biased, and so did Josh and everybody. And boy, I want your take on this, because I got to tell you, I am just upset.
Upset is not the word. This is Ja'Kari Jackson for Infowars.com, reporting from Ferguson, Missouri. Now, I'll give you guys kind of the long version of the story, Alex. We started way down the street. Maybe we can get a shot. This is where the Quick Trip is. The initial protest from yesterday, about 4 or 5 o'clock it started, was down this street past, I guess maybe you can see that public storage, that orange building over there. That's where we were initially congregated. The protesters peacefully assembled, and the officers, they come out because the protesters were in the street. They say, "Protesters, can you please get into the street?" And initially, we were streaming live on Ustream, and I gave the cops credit because they came out here initially in relatively small numbers. I saw maybe about 10 or 12 guys initially.
But they do that, again, to act like they were reasonable.
Yeah, and that's the whole point, because they come out here with the smaller force. I said, okay, good. Maybe everybody's learning that this isn't World War III. A few minutes later, or maybe about an hour or so later, they come out with the big MRAP trucks. So I was like, okay, here we go. Protesters get out of the street because they're blocking the street. The protesters get on the sidewalk, and then the cops come block the street all the way across in both directions, down that street and down this street. And what you see me holding in my hand, I'll get to in just 1 second.
So, again, they were kettling you to block you off.
Yes, and then they start funneling us back here to the original location where Joe Biggs talks about the choke point right in front of the Quick Trip, where they have barricades on both sides. I guess they're concerned about somebody attacking them, which is pretty ridiculous if somebody's going to come on with a full-on assault. So basically, they push us back here to this location where we are now. People are having somewhat of a block party in the street. A church pulls up, is broadcasting, preaching a message from the back of a truck, handing out water, and somehow the police are concerned about this. So we're out here for a couple more hours.
Hold on, stay there. Well, of course they got to attack you. Americans can't be allowed to hand out pamphlets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7,000 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth.
It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.